Charles Paris, So Much Blood, Episode 1.
Charles describes yours as a semi-detached marriage. How's that work?
Yes, how does that work,
we
Charles?
We share a house.
My house.
The family home.
That I own.
Yeah, but in the words of David and Bacharach, a house is not a home.
Well, no, it's bricks and mortar. And as I'm the one who paid off the mortgage...
For the record, Francis owns the bricks and mortar. I merely fill the air with joie de vivre.
For the record, joie de vivre is a cloying aftershave an actress bought him as a thank you. Oh. He's never told me what for.
How would you describe the balance of power in the relationship?
I wouldn't say power comes into
power
it.
Implies someone is in control, and all actors know they're never really in control of anything.
Certainly not you. Not self-control, anyway.
Oh. Well, time to go to a break. You're listening to Love and Marriage, the podcast, sponsored by Silver Swipers, the Generation X dating app. There's no sell-by date on fun.
Acting work had been thin on the ground, so I reluctantly agreed to join Frances on her friend's relationship podcast.
Silver Swipers, the conversation and contentment app for people who sat the 11 plus.
The things I'll do for 100 quid. Stick another double in that, will you? Oh, and chuck in a bag of salt and vinegar.
No more bags, Charlie.
What do you mean, no more bags?
The drummer monkey's gone zero carbon. You can have a coffret of artisanal potatoes fritters.
What's a coffret?
Don't ask.
Go on then, one of those.
Caperberry, black truffle or olive oil.
What a time to be alive. Black truffle. Hi, Morris.
You are a natural podcaster.
What's an unnatural podcaster?
I've been listening to you in Venice.
I'm not in Venice.
And I am.
Of course you are. How many holidays is it so far this year?
It is not a holiday. I'm here for the film festival.
Sounds like hell.
Schmoozing's exhausting. Which is why you've brought much-needed relief to my earbuds. You should do more personal relationship podcasting.
No, thanks.
It could be a whole new string to your, let's face it, slightly out of tune bow.
I'd rather be acting.
Talking about yourselves, the new rock and roll. You could be the audio world's Keith Richards.
Keith Richards is the audio world's Keith Richards, and he doesn't work for 100 quid a gig.
It's all money, money, money with you.
Actually, it's all bills, 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 which is where all the money, money, money goes.
One double scotch and a coffret of black truffle.
Black truffle? Someone's living his best life.
They're batatas fritas.
Life's grim up North London. What's a coffret?
As far as I can see, it's a way of charging a fortune for 1, 2, 3, 4... 6 crisps.
Well, now you're a podcaster. Well, get you a sponsorship deal with Pringles.
I'm not a podcaster.
You could be.
Not interested.
Charles Paris, influencer.
No.
You'll be able to afford as many crisps as you like.
I'm an actor.
Diversify. This is the age of the portfolio career. Everyone's a something and something these days.
Not me, I'm just an actor.
Oh, so binary. Think outside the coffret. Love and Marriage is a great calling card, but even if you don't want to make your own, there are loads of podcasts that'd snap you up. You'd be a shoo-in for In My Anecdotage, a group of older actors chew the fat over a long boozy lunch and swap showbiz anecdotes.
Oh, until they run out of steam or the audience dies of boredom, whichever comes first.
You're not bringing a very positive vibe to the party.
I want to act, not chat.
Well, I'm not Darren Brown. I can't magic parts out of thin air. Especially for a man of your...
What? A man of my what? You were going to say age, weren't you?
I was going to say skill sets.
I'll skill set you. Listen, Morris, I'm not ready to hang up my whatever it is actors hang up.
Their insecurity?
Ha, very much not ha.
A large Bellini this way comes.
You're a large...
Ciao, bello.
I've always been sniffy about convenient coincidence in fiction. But every now and then, the universe tosses a Dickensian lifeline. Morning.
There's coffee in the pot.
Ah. Never let it be said that good things don't come to good people.
I've never put you in the latter category. What's the good thing?
Charles Paris has actually caught a break. Remember Jeff Hill?
Your old uni friend.
I'm not Australian. I went to university.
Graduating with a 2-1 in pomposity. Was Jeff the aspiring playwright, became a lecturer, wore sandals with socks, but not in a cool, ironic way.
Well, he's now a professor of theatre studies.
Impressive, where?
The university, if not as good as the old one up the road, but that's beside the point.
I wonder if he still wears sandals with socks.
That's even beside the point.
It was certainly a look.
If you can park your obsession with the man's hosiery and footwear...
More preoccupation.
Professor Jeff emailed me with a proposition.
Sandal related?
I'm going to drink my coffee elsewhere.
No, go on, I'm listening.
One of his colleagues is directing a student play at the Edinburgh Festival, but another one-woman show's dropped out, so there's a lunchtime slot going in the venue. Anyway, Jeff thought I might like to do something up there.
Have you got anything?
No, Jeff has. He sent me an unproduced one-man show he's had tucked away for years.
Unproduced?
It'll be a world premiere.
Why is it unproduced?
All writers have got bottom-drawer stuff.
Have you read it?
Only the title, Death's Mystery. It's a Hood reference.
As in Robin?
No.
As in Boys in the...
No, it's as in Thomas Hood the poet. You're supposed to be the English teacher.
Was an English teacher, past tense, and Hood is a pretty past tense Victorian. You do know Edinburgh is 90% stand-up these days.
There's more to the fringe than comedy.
There's also a sad 19th century poem about a poor seamstress who gets sent to the workhouse.
Audiences need a bit of contrast.
Like another of his poems about a young homeless woman who throws herself off Waterloo Bridge.
That should resonate with a contemporary audience.
Provided they're not looking for a good night out.
A, it'll be a good lunchtime out, and B, Hood was known for his satire.
A, Hood's satire was Victorian, sentimental and moralistic, and B, satire doesn't necessarily mean funny.
It's a chance for me to go to Edinburgh and act. Actually act.
I'm loving the enthusiasm, and I don't want to rain on your parade, but maybe you should talk to Morris.
He just wants me to jabber on showbiz podcasts.
Edinburgh's an expensive commitment.
I can have the slot for nothing.
Travel, accommodation, food, publicity.
Details.
Yes, details. Details matter. That's why there are producers and directors. Speaking of which, who's going to direct?
I kind of thought I'd direct myself.
Speak to Morris.
Oh, I'll message him, but he's bound to be a downer.
You never know. He might have a pet oligarch who wants to launder some dirty money.
So I texted my worse-than-useless agent, and to my surprise, he texted right back.
Let me sleep on it. Sunglass emoji, parasol emoji, winky emoji.
Then, next morning...
Ah, buongiorno. I spy your much better half lurking in the background.
How's Venezia?
Oh, mustn't grumble. Now, this Edinburgh show...
You're going to say I'm mad to even think about it.
Yes.
I knew it.
And no.
Really?
Normally I tell actors they're chancing an arm unless they're an established stand-up in a main venue with a powerful comedy management promoting them.
Which I'm not.
On the other hand, you're talking about a small-scale, one-man show, so low overhead.
The venue's free, don't forget.
Muscles, exercise the old acting chops.
But he's still got to get there, and unless he wants to rough it with a bunch of students, he's got to find accommodation, then there's publicity.
Ah, that's where fairy godfather Morris might be able to help.
You'll invest?
Good God, no. I've burned too many fingers on too many flops.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
A friend of mine has got some spare cash and wants to help develop emerging female talent.
Charles isn't emerging or female.
I'm sure we can work around that.
I draw the line somewhere. Who is this friend?
A writer.
A writer with spare cash?
Yeah, she writes the Huntley and Palmer Mysteries.
They seem to be on telly every night of the week.
Terrestrial, non-terrestrial, streaming, and just sold the international franchise rights. She's paid off the mortgage, bought a place in Tuscany, and now she wants to give something back.
Lucky her.
Lucky you if you play your cards right. I told her about your show, and if you get the right director, Edinburgh, here you come.
I kind of thought I might direct myself.
No. You need someone to rein you in, curb your self-indulgent excesses.
What self-indulgent?
Morris has got a point.
You could do it.
Me?
Her?
Don't say it like that.
Especially when she's doing you a favour.
Hang on, what?
I directed loads of plays when I was teaching.
There you are. And it's not like it's a huge theatrical spectacular. Also, you're a woman.
You noticed.
You mean Francis is our way of securing the money?
By George, he's got it.
Doesn't that make the director the emerging talent?
Do you want to go or don't you?
I've always wanted to go to the festival.
Now's your chance. Win-win.
Do I get a say in this?
Yes.
Of course.
While I set to learning my lines, my semi-detached wife read Peter Brook's The Empty Space, organised transport and booked what she was reliably told was a bijou apartment above a microbrewery.
Mind your... Oh! Head.
Who lives here? The borrowers?
Ooh, very comfortable bed.
She said, nabbing it. Shouldn't the star have that? Sorry, I forgot. You're the emerging talent.
Green's not your colour. Anyway, theatre is a collaborative process. There's no room for ego.
What book did you get that from?
There's probably a four-poster in your room.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it.
Stick the kettle on, will you? I'm gasping.
A well-appointed kitchen.
You sound like an estate agent.
Where's the other bedroom?
What do you mean?
It's a room containing a bed.
I know what a bedroom is.
So, where is it?
Are you joking?
Does my expression indicate light-hearted joshing? Don't sigh.
Let me through.
Oh, yeah, because I don't know what a bedroom looks like.
Nice compact little kitchenette.
Yeah, and there's a nice little bathroom through there, but that's your lot.
Can't be. One of these chairs probably folds out.
I've tried, they don't. You definitely specified a two-bed flat, not a flat for two people. Francis!
When I was on the checkout page, one of your delivery drivers banged on the front door.
What do you mean, my delivery drivers?
You order far more than I do.
Hang on, am I being blamed for... I am, you're blaming me for... Speaking. Oh, hi. Yeah, we're just settling into our flat. Let's say intimate. Yeah, 1 o'clock's good for us. See you then. James, the guy who runs the venue, would we like to go over and take a look at the space?
Good idea.
Speaking of spaces...
Mea culpa.
An admission of guilt.
I may have made an administrative error on the booking form.
We'll have to find somewhere else.
In Edinburgh, during the festival, we might find anywhere now, short of a slum or a five-star hotel. No, it was my mistake. I'll sleep on the floor.
Don't be ridiculous. I'll sleep on the floor.
Would you like to share my bed?
I thought you'd never ask.
On a strictly segregated basis?
Absolutely. Together, but separate.
Roomies.
This calls for a drink.
Make mine tea.
Oh. I drank an oblation to the gods of serendipity and made a note to track down the delivery driver and send a tip as a thank you.
Would you be Charles?
I would.
Welcome to the old infirmary.
Francis, this is James, who runs the venue.
For my sins.
I'm Charles's director for mine.
Lovely to meet you both. I'm so glad you were able to fill the slot at such short notice.
It was a toss-up between Edinburgh or the new David Hare play at the National.
Really?
Sadly not.
Although Charles did once work with Doris Hare.
Is she related to David?
Reg Varney's mum on the buses?
This is a very slick-looking setup.
Thanks. All the young people working here come from troubled or challenging backgrounds.
Oh, that's great.
I'm rather proud that we've helped quite a few who would have fallen through the cracks in the system.
It's not what I remember of the Fringe.
Well, you'll still find some shows being staged in desanctified public loos, but the festival's much more professional than it used to be. Have you been up before?
1976, End of Days, a 48-hour folk rock musical inspired by the Book of Revelations.
I'd like to have seen that.
You really wouldn't.
I'm a fringe virgin.
Steady.
Oh, okay. Well, let me give you the tour.
The derelict hospital had been cleverly repurposed into a main house black box, a smaller cellar studio, a cabaret cafe and bar. Death's Mystery was sharing the studio with a student show enigmatically titled 57.
I think there's a 57 rehearsal, but we can pop our heads in just to give you an idea of the space.
Why is my court riddled with flatterers, lick-spittlers and perfidious conspirators?
That's Anna playing Mary Queen of Scots.
Why is it called 57?
Mary's secretary was stabbed 57 times.
So nothing to do with baked beans?
I need trusted friends.
History's not Charles's strong point.
Where is Lord Rizzio? Someone bring gentle Rizzio to me.
Someone's Mr. Q again.
Hello? Calling Rizzio. Is anybody there?
Where the hell is he?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Headphones round neck and an interesting bucket hat on his head, a cocksure young man swaggered in from a sound booth.
But you're supposed to be on stage.
In case you'd forgotten, I'm also producing the music and doing a sound mix.
I'd seen this too cool for school type before and didn't much care for them.
I'm talented, but even I can't be in two places at once. This is what you get when you work with a polymath.
He smiled and winked for affirmation, which he got from a student stage manager, if not from the director.
OK, everyone, now that we're actually all here, let's go to the top of the scene. Again.
Oh, dear. A few creative tensions. Maybe we should beat a retreat.
James walked us across a bustling courtyard to an outbuilding of the infirmary.
This used to be the mortuary. The ground floor is now the production office, so short of natural disaster or acts of God, this is your HQ and administrative nerve center.
That's good to know.
Is the printer working?
Well, as far as I know, it is.
Because it kept jamming yesterday and I've got rewrites to print.
OK, Martin, well, why don't you just...
Everything conspires to stop me doing my work.
Most of the students are delightful.
No ink? I don't believe it.
Shall we nip up to the flat for cordials and restoratives?
Lovely apartment.
My refuge from the circus downstairs. I designed it all of a piece.
You designed the whole complex?
Yeah.
Part modernist, part Scottish baronial, the apartment was an interesting mix of minimalism with antique clannish fixtures and fittings.
Half of this stuff should be in a military museum. But I'm sentimentally attached to the old family hand-me-downs. Now, after the long trek north, is it coffee, tea, or can I tempt you with something a little stronger? I've got a rather good 25-year-old malt.
Yes, please.
Just a small one for me.
Quite a book collection.
My guilty pleasure.
Well, there are worse things to feel guilty about.
If you like a drop, help yourselves to water. Slangevar.
Slangevar.
Nectar of the gods.
Have you lived here long?
Well, a few years in this place and most of my life here in Edinburgh. I was bundled down south to be schooled with Sassenachs.
Boarding school?
From the age of 8.
I can't imagine being sent away at that age.
Actually, I loved the place. Even went back to teach for a while.
That was my line.
She was ahead.
Oh, I was just a dilettante schoolmaster in between a spell in the army, then training as an architect.
Ah, hence this place.
I was left some properties, including the old infirmary. A sensible man would have developed it into luxury apartments, but I've never been all that sensible and always wanted to be involved in the art, so here we are. Oh. Press office, I'd better... Molly, bear with me one moment. One of the disadvantages of living over the shop.
We'll leave you to it.
I'm out of town tomorrow. Check in with the office about your rehearsal slots. Yes, Molly, what can I do for you?
I think we should split up.
Well, an hour ago you offered to share your bed with me.
You can do food shopping or sort out rehearsal time.
Option B. Oh, and see if you can get some orange cheese.
You want cheese that tastes of orange?
The colour orange. When I was last here, we lived on baked potatoes, baked beans, orange cheese and pints of heavy.
I can only imagine the atmosphere at your digs.
It was a touch combustible.
If I see it, I'll get some for old time's sake.
Apart from the whir of a computer hard drive, the production office was empty and quiet. On one wall, a whiteboard had been marked up as a grid listing the shows and their allocated rehearsal slots. I've always suffered graph blindness, so I was trying to find our show when...
Shit!
Hi.
Oh, sorry. Don't suppose you've seen a crate of daggers?
Daggers?
Props for 57.
Oh.
Tessa wanted them to look convincing, so he maxed out the budget on professional ones. Oh, if they've been nicked, I'm so dead. I'm Laura, stage manager.
Charles, actor.
The new Sophie.
One-man
show, lunchtime
slot. Oh, if it was Sophie who dropped out, then yeah, I'm the new Sophie. What happened?
Happened?
Why did she drop out?
Oh, there was like an accident.
I assumed like an accident meant an actual accident.
She fell down some steps by the castle, broke a leg.
Nasty. Mm. Are your daggers in a blue plastic crate?
Yeah.
There's one under the desk.
Oh, that's it? Oh, you're a lifesaver. Oh, you won!
Right.
Look where you're going.
Sorry!
Idiot. Is there any ink yet?
Ink?
In the printer.
No idea.
Aren't you the ink man?
No.
What do you have to do around here to get the simplest thing done?
There you are, Martin.
What now?
Tess is looking for you.
Again?
Well, it's not my fault.
I'm never going to get my new pages printed.
If I were you, I'd get in there before Tessa blows her top.
Student actors!
Isn't he a student actor?
Yeah, he's playing Darnley, but he fancies himself a playwright.
Ah, I see.
Sorry, he's a playwright, dramaturg and theatre maker. And you have to say it that way round.
Playwright, dramaturg and theatre maker. I've got it.
Oh, and political activist. Ask him if you've got 3 hours to spare.
I know the type. I'm Charles, by the way.
Charles Paris, I know.
Do you?
You've worked with Tomas Glinker and Kick Fever.
How do you know that?
How does anyone know anything? Google.
Oh.
Also, I am a huge Kick Fever fan.
Ah.
Are you using his working process?
Well, my director's got her own process. I like what you're doing with Mary Queen of Scots. We popped in to see the space while you were rehearsing.
I wish I'd known. I don't suppose... No. Get it.
What?
We've only just met, so bit of a cheek. But would you be up for a coffee or a drink?
I'm always up for either.
When I graduate, I'm dead keen to get into the profession, but well, coming from my sort of background, I don't really know any actors or directors or agents.
If I can be of help, I'm happy to chat.
Oh, geez, that's brilliant. And I'd love to meet your director, hear about her working methods.
Well, I'm sure she can pass on some pearls of wisdom.
Tessa wants you, Anna.
I better go. Catch you later, Charles.
See ya. Basking in the warm glow of a good deed, I took the scenic route back to the flat.
Pint of heavy.
Tenants or dukers?
Thrill me.
Got it.
I don't suppose you've got any crisps that don't come in a coffret and cost the GDP of a small country.
What's a coffret?
Don't ask.
We've got salted, cheese and onion, or salt and vinegar.
Yes, please.
Buoyed up on heavy and the holy trinity of bar snacks, I decided to pick up a light supper for me and Francis.
Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
How many have you had?
3 bags of crisps.
Drinks.
A couple of pints.
With chasers.
Well, when in Rome.
Except we're not.
Edinburgh's the Athens of the North.
Rome, Athens, which is it?
I didn't have the benefit of a classical education.
Is this the orange cheese you wanted?
It's wearing a grey overcoat.
It's called rind.
The stuff we used to get was like flavourless, greasy soap.
This is the real deal. Unpasteurised, nutty, fruity, with undertones of caramel and licorice.
Oh, man, my day just gets better by the minute.
Did you find out our rehearsal time?
Oh.
You had one job.
I was in the production office, then it suddenly got busy.
Why do I ask you to do anything?
I'll phone them.
The office is closed
now. We'll go
now.
Over in the morning. It'll be fine.
But I bought the food. The least you can do.
Dinner!
Where are you going?
Where's my bag? Ah, here it is. Right, should still be hot.
What is that?
A regional delicacy.
It looks like medical dressing.
Cotton chips twice.
What's the brown?
Chippy sauce.
There are words coming out of your mouth.
Salt and sauce, it's a local speciality.
No tartar.
All right, Duchess, everyone knows there's only 2 sauces, brown and red.
You mean tomato?
I mean red, this is brown.
It's so thin.
That's chippy sauce.
And watery.
That's chippy sauce, if you don't want it.
I'm starving, I'll eat anything.
Charles Parrish. Oh, hi. No, I don't mind. I'm sorry. I can't tonight. Yeah, she'd like to meet you too. We'll work something out. Yeah. Bye. Anna.
Who's Anna?
Student actress wants to pick my brains about the business.
Well, I should put her off for life.
She also wants to meet you.
Why me?
I told her you've got a working process.
Why would you do that?
It came out in a playful moment.
Well, I wish you'd put it back in.
What's your verdict on a salt and sauce?
I'd rather have a squeeze and lemon.
Yes, soft Sassenach.
We spent the night side by side, together yet separate. So, pretty much like any other married couple. Refreshed after a night's sleep, we skittered along to the old infirmary and checked out the rehearsal allocation.
Death's mystery. Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like we can get into the studio now.
Oh. 57's in there.
This says it's our slot. Who's the director?
Tessa Meyer.
I'll go and have a word.
Good luck with that.
We're all sharing a venue. There's got to be give and take.
Do you want me to come?
No. I'm the director. I'll deal with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's really on it.
I wouldn't mess with her.
I like that.
I'll tell her.
Actually, can I get her details? I'm looking for someone experienced.
Right.
There are still things I need to learn.
Okay.
I've just got a feeling she could bring something special to the party.
She's quite a lot older than you.
Yeah, that's what I'm after.
Listen, I'm not one to judge.
I think New Radical Theatre can really benefit from an experienced director.
Director?
What else?
Oh, yeah, no. That's what I thought you meant. But if you're already doing the play at the festival, you must have a director.
I'm doing it myself up here.
Right.
I'm thinking ahead, looking at the long game, London transfer, maybe the court. It's a very now piece, uncompromising, edgy...
Cutting edge, zeitgeisty.
That's exactly what it is.
What's it about?
It's about a lot of things, many intersecting ideas, but I suppose if you twist my arm, at its core, it's an anti-corporate, anti-globalist call to arms exploring themes of personal and societal violence.
Wow.
Brutal theatre for brutal times.
Tessa's asking for you.
Ugh, don't let anyone touch the printer. If you want to read it, let me know what you think.
Do you want to read it?
Absolutely not, but you should.
Why me?
He's looking for a director to take it into London and likes your style.
He doesn't know what my style is.
He's after a mature woman.
Watch it.
Do I take it we've been ousted from our venue?
No, we have not. I spoke to Tessa, mature woman to mature woman, and said they can finish their publicity shoot and then they're out.
I wouldn't mess with you.
Quite right, too. If you'd like, we can go and sit at the back just to stake our claim. No, that's good. Yeah, another like that.
I suppose we'd better arrange a photo shoot for you.
Can our budget stretch to a photographer?
I'll get some quotes.
Yeah, a few more like that, but this time, Anna, do you look into the middle distance?
Like this?
Yeah, that's good, yeah. Maybe a bit more. That's it, that's great, yeah.
Do you really need me?
You're playing Rizzio, of course we need you.
Because I've got other stuff to do.
What stuff?
Music stuff.
Look, you're also acting in this, so can you park the music and try to show some commitment to the play, or at least pretend, just for 5 minutes?
Actually, Tessa, I've also got stuff to do.
Yeah, well, I know you're more interested in your own play, but I need to get these publicity shots done, and I can't publicise a show about Mary, Darnley and Rizzio without two of the central three characters.
Okay, chill.
I'll chill when we're up and running. Now, I want everyone involved in the assassination scene, then Angus and Martin can go.
Do you want the daggers?
Yes, please. Darnley and assassins, collect your daggers from Laura.
Here you go,
guys. Okay.
Cheers, Laura.
We're with Mary and Rizzio in her private offices, and this time I'm on a look of genuine shock as Darnley and the gang burst in. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, that's better. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Reuter!
More shock. Yeah, that's it. Come on, real horror. That's it. Yeah, that's great. Come on, Martin. He's with your woman. Okay, assassins. Mm-hmm. Daggers drawn. And attack! Oh, that's great, Angus. That's so much better.
Help!
What?
Blood.
Who?
Angus!
How is it possible?
He's bleeding, Tessa.
What?
Oh, my God. I stabbed him.
Somebody phone 999.
Anyone know first aid?
A bit.
Do you?
School. Help me, Charles.
Me? I mean, yeah, for sure.
Look at me, Angus.
His eyes swam in her general direction.
You're going to be okay.
True or false, Francis was saying what needed to be said.
Hand there, Charles. Press down hard. Right. Stay with me, Angus. Has anybody called for an ambulance?
I didn't know. I didn't mean to.
Not...
He's trying to say something. We're here, Angus.
Not him.
Not who?
His face had gone the colour of Tudor parchment.
Stay with me.
Not him.
Press, Charles.
Reviewers?
No, press down.
Oh, sorry.
Keep applying pressure.
The real thing doesn't look like Kensington gore. Certainly nothing like red sauce. There was blood everywhere. Blood on the floor, blood on my hands and starkly against his white knuckles. Blood on the dagger, still tightly gripped by Martin.
In episode one of So Much Blood, Charles was played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, and Morris by John Glover. James was Roger Ringrose, Anna, Natasha K. Stone, Martin, Connor Curran, Laura, Chloe Summer, Angus, Tom Kightley, and Tessa, Joanna Munro. So Much Blood was written by Jeremy Front, based on the book by Simon Brett. The director was Sally Evans. It was a BBC audio production for Radio 4.